The Truth News Network. In a time when the world is a dangerous place and facts are hard to come by, here's one refuge where only the truth resides. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here's your guardian angel, Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and I hope your week is going well and will get only better. We're going to try to put some truth out there for you today. I know that'll be a breath of fresh air for many of you. Let's get right to it. Today's story is the evil among us. Evil is everywhere. It's in everything, and it's spreading. Let's be clear. In this conversation, we're not speaking of evil in the context of axe murderer. We're speaking of evil that not only is a principle in lawbreaking, but the evil that people make part of their minds and hearts, which result in their acting out on that evil. Sometimes it's bad, really bad, like an axe murderer. But actually, it doesn't have to be that to still be evil. Here's an example. In the Mueller report, it is stated that President Trump reportedly called his White House attorney Don McGahn and told McGahn to call then Attorney General Jeff Sessions and tell Sessions that Mueller has serious conflicts of interest because those conflicts disqualify Mueller to serve as special counsel in the Russian collusion investigation. Sessions should fire Mueller. Evil was not in that phone call. The evil was in the reporting of details of that phone call. Now listen closely. Let me explain. The president was very angry. Why? Because of the mistreatment he was receiving in what has proven to be a devious investigation based totally on false information disguised as factual evidence. In anger, that's the key, in anger, he did not tell McGahn, his attorney, to fire Mueller, as Democrats and the leftist media state over and over and over again. I heard it 5 times today. He told McGahn to tell Sessions to do so. That's very important. And obviously, it was very important to the Mueller people. The president followed protocol. Sessions, as the attorney general, was who should take such action if necessary. He should make the call, the final call. But Mueller was never fired. And then, even if he had been fired by the president or his attorney general, President Trump has the constitutional power to do just that. Remember, in Watergate, Richard Nixon fired the special counsel, Archibald Cox. So where's the evil? Well, that evil lies specifically in the hearts of those Democrats and members of the media who hold such hatred for Mr. Trump, they would parse their reporting to make the president appear evil and that he obstructed justice in that incident. Here's the bottom line in that one, folks. There was no crime committed. There was no evil act on the part of the president. Yet many in America believe there was, simply because of lies that were given to us over and over and over again by members of Congress and in the media. And that is evil. By the way, there is no federal statute at all that states if someone in anger tells another to tell someone else to fire someone and nobody's fired, and just getting mad and saying that, there's no law that says that is obstruction of justice. Nothing was committed. Evil is not just present in all those bad, 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 bad things. Mass shootings, racial crimes, sexual assaults, barbarism, financial crimes. Evil lives among all of us, even good folks. Every human being deals with evil, often without even recognizing or understanding it. But it's there. For Christians, evil's product is sin. So, what is sin? Well, there are 10 basic thou shalt and thou shalt not sins in the Bible. They're called the 10 Commandments. But the evil that causes sin far surpasses those 10. The determination of the 10 from the Bible, it's pretty easy. Figuring out all the others can be a job sometime, but make no mistake, by the time little boys learn about little girls, those little boys know the difference between right and wrong. And the same holds true for those little girls. For this conversation, let's exclude the discussion of the really evil things that most can agree are sins, like murder, rape, theft, and others. Most will accept those as sin. Let's talk about those other evil acts, like little white lies. You know, those whispers when the phone rings at your house, your kid answers it, and you whisper, "Tell them I'm not here," because you don't want to talk to whoever called. Maybe stealing a candy bar from a convenience store, or faking a business deduction on a tax return to get that extra couple of hundred bucks in your refund. The problem is, telling those little white lies is lying. Stealing a candy bar is stealing. Lies and stealing are a product of evil, and therefore, according to the Bible, sin. In America today, because of the internet and satellite TV, Americans are all inundated with lies all day, every day. We hear lies from politicians. We see and hear lies in television ads, you know, like, lose 15 pounds in 5 days, guaranteed. Or, buy this watch, get the look of a Rolex. Not for $25,000, but for the low, low price today only of just $200. We hear so many lies, we've all become desensitized to lies of all kinds, except to those with which we object. Think about this. Those are the ones where the evil lies. We're accustomed to hearing, repeating, or originating lies that fit our own narrative, no matter what the subject is. And for those subjects that don't directly impact us or our narrative, we just ignore them. That dismissal of those lies, in essence, legitimizes the lies themselves. But it gets worse, folks. More importantly, our ignoring those legitimizes our doing so again and again, which numbs us to lying and says, lying's not evil, especially when it fits my narrative, my purposes, or that of those who I determine to be allowed to lie. Examples? How about Barack Obama? Remember when he was selling Obamacare to us? Quote, "If you like your doctor under our plan, Obamacare, you can keep your doctor. And if you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan. And premiums for the average family under Obamacare will decrease by $2,500 a year. And Obamacare will not add to the nation's deficit." And then former Congressman Anthony Weiner, when he was confronted with his sexting, quote, "This was a hoax. It was committed on me. It was a prank. It was a relatively easy one to do, making fun of my name." You know, Weiner. And then former President Bill Clinton, he famously said this on national television, quote, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." Today's political news is overrun with lies, far too many to chronicle here. But we don't need to. Everyone sees and hears them over and over again. And that's part of the problem. Lies are so common we become desensitized to them. They become part of life and are acceptable to most folks, just like those little white lies are. They may be little and seem inconsequential, but all lies are evil, and all lies erode at the fabric of truth and the established principles in the U.S. and in our own homes. Although evil has been alive and it's thriving since recorded history began, we are witnessing a gush of evil in this century and this decade never before seen in the U.S. Evil deeds seem to be steadily climbing in number, increasing in their perverseness, and are certainly being reported breathlessly by a press that, for the purpose of dollars and cents, advertising bucks, cannot find a single evil act too nasty to blast across the nation. Evil among us is degrading even those most precious and historically sacred pieces in our life. What has caused this to happen and dramatically increase in number and severity? What possesses a young man to viciously open fire on defenseless moviegoers in Aurora, Colorado? Why did James Holmes intentionally create a bloodbath of horror, killing 12 people and injuring scores of others? Would anyone in his right mind do that? What possesses an old football coach at Penn State University to sexually molest grade school boys? Why did Jerry Sandusky recruit fatherless children through a foundation, promising to help them and then abuse them? We're perplexed about motivation. We'd like some kind of explanation. Is it insanity? Demon possession, maybe? Drug addiction? Is it brainwashing from watching violent video games or graphic pornography? What prompts people to perform such horrendous deeds? What the heck is going on? Our society is dying. It really is. And I'm going to get into details of that. And we're going to do a summary today that will blow your mind. We have evidence of something that's coming down the pipeline in the United States that's going to turn us all upside down. Sit tight. That's just ahead at Truth News Network.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN.
The Truth News Network.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&Ms Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&Ms Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
You're standing against the tide of creeping insanity, one truth at a time. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Yes, our society is dying, infected by a plague that is making our once proud and God-fearing nation a soulless pit. The slow decay of our collective sense of evil and good is affecting every one of us every day. Many speak of how our country is divided between liberals and conservatives. The truth is that this division represents those that are awake and aware of what is occurring, and those for whatever reason or reasons have allowed the temptation of the easy path to blind them to the evils of going down that road. Whether an individual is clueless in their defense of evil or simply chooses to remain silent is irrelevant. Failure to speak out against it is aiding in its advancement, and it is advancing. There are also those that believe that attaching a physical object to evil is a way to rid the world of it, as if removing a gun from an honest guy's hand will change the heart of the guy who's intent on committing murder because his heart has been infected by this sickness, this inability to be able to discern right from wrong. Not because there's something wrong with an individual who can no longer make this distinction, but because right and wrong have become nothing but concepts with zero values assigned to their definitions. Right and wrong have been erased from the consciousness of millions as the very idea of something being right and something else being wrong has come to be considered offensive and an obstacle to the quest for total equality. In short, moral relativity is destroying us. In early August of 2013 in Oklahoma, a man was gunned down by three attackers whose only reason for committing such a heinous crime was because they were bored and thought killing a man would be fun. The story was being reported on every local media outlet, and because it was in a rural part of the state, it was just assumed the three teenagers were white kids. Honestly, no one even cares about the race of those kids, but you're probably going to believe when I tell you this. This story became racial. It was just a cold and heartless act driven by the fact that society had failed to instill the value of human life in those three kids. They are just as much victims as is the man they killed. Victims of a race-baiting machine that places no value on human life, but rather hustles race issues for money, while teaching it's okay to hate a certain kind of people, to blame a certain kind of person for all your problems. Take no accountability. Don't even think about evil. That's right. These kids were black, and they murdered a white man because they thought it would be fun. Recently in Georgia, a public school in Newton County allowed one of its students to hang a poster they had made declaring that God is dead. Well, we all know full well what would have happened if that poster was praising Christianity. It would have been banned. When are we going to make the necessary connections and see that the further our nation strays from the God our founders referenced and called on repeatedly in prayer, the darker our days become? How on earth can we value life if we no longer value the reason we're living? This is what happens when the philosophies of Marx and Darwin infect society's conscience, and it's all through our society now. It's everywhere. How could anyone hold any value for life when life itself has no meaning because we're just an accident of evolution needing to be controlled by an all-powerful state, Big Brother? And all that control, it's for our own good, of course. This is the sickness that is consuming us, and it is being done on purpose by those craving more power, more control. And of course, they have to maintain what they already have. Oh, don't forget about Washington, D.C. and all this. If we tried to list all the evil committed there in U.S. politics every day and who those perpetrators are, we'd never stop writing. That list has no end whatsoever. You know that. That happens so frequently that all those who are part of the political process in Washington have become so numb to it, those acts are just accepted as just being a part of operating the political process in our government. Do you remember all the prayers, all the references to God in the documents of our government and its founding? In God We Trust on all our currency. The Ten Commandments blazoned across the walls and halls of government all across the country. And this one, One Nation Under God. Remember the swearing in of witnesses who were testifying before trial judges and juries? Remember, I promised to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God? Even that phrase is being pushed out of our government. Recently, Congressman Steve Cohen, Democrat of Tennessee, just days ago, swore in several witnesses prior to a U.S. House subcommittee hearing. He forgot to include the last line of the oath that has been used for several hundred years, so help me God. Watch and listen as Truth News Network's good friend, we had him on air with you just a few days ago, Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, listen as he questions Cohen about doing so, you know, that swearing in oath thing, and suggested repeating it, but using so help me God when he did so. Notice that Cohen and Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, poo-pah Johnson's idea. I wonder why.
We're going to ask all of the witnesses to stand and be sworn, as has become a custom in our committees. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge, information, and belief? Thank you. Let the record show the witness.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I think we left out the phrase, so help me God.
We did.
Could we have the witnesses do it again for the record?
Yeah, if they want to do it, but some of them don't want to do it. And I don't think it's necessary, and I don't like to assert my will over other people.
Well, it goes back to our founding history. It's been part of our tradition for more than two centuries, and I don't know that we should abandon it now. Could I ask the witnesses if they would... if they would choose to use the phrase?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Nadler.
If any witness objects, he should not be asked to identify himself. We do not have religious tests for office or for anything else, and we should let it go with that.
We'll proceed and introduce the first witness.
Glad it's noted for the record.
I have no authority to claim that Cohen and or Nadler are evil, but what can be said is it becomes more and more obvious that evil is stealthily finding its way into every crevice of the government process in Washington, D.C. And it finds a home more and more often in the U.S. Congress. These are the people, remember, we elect, we empower, and we pay dearly to operate government of the people, for the people, and by the people. If members of Congress were committed to adherence to their oaths of office, and not so committed to propping up their party's political narrative and agenda at all costs, they would be leading us in honesty rather than in an evil atmosphere driven solely by what's best for us instead of what's best for them. Oh, and their party. Know what else is happening and about to get crazier? Our sources have confirmed that a few current and many former government officials, federal officials, are about to receive subpoenas and even some arrested through indictments that have already been issued. Those should occur before June 15th of this year, 2019. But we've been telling you about a whole bunch of sealed indictments for some time. That's really not news. What is news is what is about to happen right now. Listen closely. We know the left have gone all in to get rid of Donald Trump. Nothing else matters. We know that even with the completion of the Mueller report and that its findings show no direct or even indirect illegalities on the part of the president or members of his campaign staff, those leftists have amped up their investigations. And in doing so, they're gasping for air. What is their purpose? Well, here's today's summary in answer to that question. What is their purpose? The left is throwing absolutely as much as they can up in the air. They're calling in all their cards and obligations from the media lapdogs to help establish and build a furor in the media against President Trump. They know that truth and justice for them are both on their horizons. They know they will no longer be able to hide the evil that has permeated their actions in D.C. since the beginning of the 2016 campaign season. That's the evil that we know about. Heaven knows what was going on before. That evil includes all types of lies, the committing of felonies, violations of classified material laws, and even possibly treason. In short, they are facing the death of the Democrat Party. And its death is coming at the hands of the confrontation between the forces of good and the forces of evil in Washington, D.C. We're not talking about Superman, Wonder Woman, or the Justice League either. Their rhetoric, as loud and consistent as it has been, will become deafening. It will all be aimed at Donald Trump, with continuous cries about all those previously claimed illegal acts allegedly committed by the Trump campaign, but will be joined by new and even more outrageous attacks that will become increasingly more vile and much, much greater in number. Why are they going to do all this? Especially when no one can even now believe how ridiculous their screams against this president are. One and only reason. Their only hope is to make so much noise, making so many allegations against Donald Trump and everybody else that has anything to do with Donald Trump. Their screaming will deafen American voters so as for those voters to ignore those scurrilous charges against them that are going to be revealed in those indictments. And the American media, what are they going to do? Well, you know, they're going to come willingly to the fray, joining their now very public partners, official partners in Washington, the Democrat Party. Evil will be revealed and truth will out. In fact, they've all been given opportunities to come clean, but they all have declined. Nobody stepped forward. In fact, many believe their own lives and ignore their own evil. Give you a name, James Comey. But be sure your sins will find you out. That's not original. That's from the New Testament. The bright light of truth will take care of that for all Americans. We don't have to help out. You know what? It's about time somebody kicked evil's butt in Washington. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And really, folks, it's about to blow up there. There's a whole lot in the wind. We've been telling you about it. We knew it was going to happen. We just couldn't tell you when. But get set. It is on its way, and they are going to squeal even louder than they're squealing right now. In some ways, it's going to be fun. In most ways, though, it's going to be sad. We're going to see exactly what condition our government is in. And we're not really going to like it. Hey, thanks for joining us here today. Another chapter just ahead. Make sure, if you haven't already, enroll your email address at the bottom, in the section on the bottom right of our homepage. We don't sell anything. We don't give your name to anybody else. We won't send you anything but a link that will take you, when you click on it, directly to that specific story or podcast as they are posted on the website every day. Just go straight to it. You won't even have to go hunt and peck. That's it. Do that. And in the interim, just make sure you're back here when we meet again at truthnewsnet.org. Have a great day.
When madness is the norm, The truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN,
the Truth News Network.